Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive towards the mound. Fowler catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fane for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fane scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Fowler moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCuskey for the out. Fowler moves to third. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Bearden reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bearden moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bearden scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Judnick scores. Boudreau moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Doby moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don White pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Don White. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Marchilden now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bearden is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and steps on second to double up Majeski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bearden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field. Judnick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Judnick. Joost moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joost scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Boudreaux reaches third base with a triple. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Bob Lemon now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Rosar moves to second. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Carl Shibe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shibe is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.